Yeah, so we're holding here Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Misha Bava Derech, V'loi Hoya B'yadoi Lulav Lito. He came in the road, and he didn't have a lulav with him on the road. When he comes into his house, he should take on the table. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that, let's say he started eating. He forgot that he didn't shake lulav. And he started his meal. So in the middle of his meal, he has to be mafsik. He has to stop and take the lulav. He can't continue on with his meal. That's the first halacha in the Mishnah. The next halacha says, Leinotal shachris, yitel bein habayim. If he didn't take the lulav in the morning, he could take it in the afternoon. Shakala yayim, kasha the lulav. The whole day it's kasha the lulav. You don't have to have, it doesn't have to be in the morning. You're supposed to do it in the morning always. That's reason magdim al mitzvahs. That's why some people do it right away. But he's telling you over here that if you didn't take it in the morning, the whole day is kasha the lulav. Zakti Gemar, Amrit, we said, Noidloy al shulchana. You take it on your table. Lameimra, what do you see from here? The mafsik. That even though you're in the middle of eating, you stop and you take your lulav, and then you continue on with your suda. Verminu, we have a stira. It says, in Meschilu, hey mafsikin. There are many halachas that you're not allowed to do once the zman of mincha starts. It's a Mishnah in Shabbos. You're not allowed to get a haircut. You're not allowed to go eat a suda. You're not allowed to take a shower. There are many halachas that once this man mincha, which is like 1:30, once 1:30, you're not allowed to do anything. Now, if you started beforehand, you can continue. But to start from zman mincha, you're not allowed to. So what do we see here? So, and the Mishnah says im ischilu. But once you started, whatever what you were doing, you're not mechuyev to stop. So how come, by us, we say that once you started your meal and you remind yourself to shake the lulav, you're mechuyev to stop, shake the lulav, and then continue on with the meal? Why over here is it different than mincha? Amar Rav Safra, loy kasha. How the ikah shah is b'yayim? How the lekah shah is b'yayim? By mincha, we're talking about that you'll finish your suda at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You have many hours after that to daven mincha. So therefore, we don't tell you to stop. Mashenken over here by lulav, your suda is going to continue on till the night. So if you're not going to stop now, you're never going to shake lulav. So therefore, we tell you to stop now, shake the lulav, and then continue on with your suda.
What about the fact that mincha starts later and the chiva starts right in the morning?
So, but right now, this is man chiv mincha right now. This is man chiv.
No, but we said earlier that this is the reason why Gimme wanted to do it in the morning, but there's an added reason why by lulav you would do it sooner. You can't have mincha at 9 a.m.
So why does that make a difference to 3 a.m., not 3 p.m.? Yeah. Now we're holding 3 p.m., right? So it's man mincha.
No, but I'm saying there's a chashivas to lulav somehow that you should try to do it earlier.
Right, I think it's here if you forgot. If you didn't, you were traveling and you forgot.
Nobody. You know, you're answering his question?
Yeah, in other words, I know that there's a scheme to do in the morning, so I forgot to do it, that's all.
He's just asking that there's another factor here, that there's a reason to shake lulav as soon as you can, because Zizim Magdim of the Mitzvahs.
Who said it doesn't apply to mincha?
Yeah. How do you know? Yeah. Zianka Fisher would have everything the earliest possible. Shachas Mincha Mayav, Zizim Magdim. Yeah. Zakti Gemara, so that was Gemara's first tense. Over here there's time afterwards, and here there's no time afterwards. Amar Rava, my kusha. What was your question at all? Dilma ha dayraisa ha dayrabanan. Lulav is dayraisa. Mincha is dayrabanan. So davening is dayrabanan. Lulav is dayraisa. So if it's dayraisa, that's why there's a chiyiv to do it right away, to stop. Something which is minatayra, you mechiyiv to stop. Mashiach, it's something which is dayrabanan, there's no chiyuv to stop.
By mincha, didn't you start before this man mincha? That's what means. You start before this chiyuv, right?
No, it could be even.
In this chiyuv, you start.
Yeah, okay, I'm sure.
So we need to start eating and have chiyuv lulav.
Yeah, it doesn't make enough green for us. Because right now, the Shabbos, what's going to be after it? Zakta Gemara. So what was your question at all? What's the comparison between Lulav and Mincha? Lulav is Daraisa, this is the Rabbana. Ella Amarav, Ikasha HaKasha. If you want to ask a question, I'll tell you what the question should be. The Mishnah said, when you come into your house, you take the lulav and you start eating, you take the lulav in the middle of your tzudah. I'm a mafsik. So you see that you are mafsik. And then the next part of the Mishnah says, if you didn't take it in the morning, take it before you go to, before night. I'm a loy mafsik. You see that you're not mochayiv to stop. You can take it later on. So you have a steer in the Mishnah. So on that, it's not shver. It's one place talking about whether you have extra time afterwards, and one case talking about you don't have extra time afterwards. So if you have extra time afterwards, you could shake it later. You don't have to do it in the middle of the suda. If you're not going to have extra time afterwards, might as well shake it right now and not wait till later on.
Why not? Why not be
mad? So you're asking that. If you don't have to be mafsik, wait till the last moment. So we're worried that you might forget.
No. He's saying if there's time in the day,
after the suda.
Why? It's using magdimah. Do it as soon as possible.
Using magdimah is not such a chayvus. I mean, it's
okay, but why? Why?
Because Chazal will never mechayv you to stop the suda. So using magdimah is a nice thing, but you're not mechayv to do that. Zakti Gemara. Amar Abzeira, so Abzeira said, my kusha, what was the question that you want to answer this? What was the steer in the Mishnah? Dilma mitzvah laf suke. It is a mitzvah to stop. V'iloi pasik yita ben abayim shekala yoyim kasha lululuf. Maybe the Reish is saying, make adin, you're in the middle of a suda, and you remind yourself about lulav, you should stop. It's a mitzvah. But the second part of the Mishnah is telling you, let's say you didn't stop. Can I shake it afterwards? He says, yeah. You can shake it all day. Really, the question is like we said earlier, from Mincha, the Mishnah and Mincha, to the Mishnah by us, by Lulav. The fact that you're asking that one is the Raisa, Lulav is the Raisa, that's why you're Mukhayif to stop. Mincha is the Rabbanan, so you aren't Mukhayif to stop. We're talking about the second day of Yantif. And we know the second day of Yantif, shaking the Abminim is the Rabbana.
Which means in the Havminim, we're only talking about the first day?
Yeah. So Zaktima, Dekanami Mediktani Misha Baba Derech Vein Biyadeh Luluf. You're coming on the road, you're traveling, and you don't have a Luluf. The Isak Adadach Biyantif Isham Mishari. Are you allowed to travel on Yantif? Chalamayt, you're allowed to travel. But on Yantif, you're not allowed to travel. So therefore, we're saying that it's talking about, obviously it's talking about Chalamayit. Chalamayit is the Rabbanan. So therefore, it's a good question. The question is from Mincha to Lulav. What type of Lulav? Lulav of Chalamayit, which is the Rabbanan.
Shouldn't the course of Chalamayit be on Yantif Sheni? Gemara have never done the Rincha Tlaris, the most part. This is happening so far.
Okay.
Oh, the
Lulu. Right.
Yeah,
so
my question is, wouldn't Rav
Shafer
know that?
That's a little bit much. Yeah, you're asking that it's so simple. Misha Baba Derech.
Yeah.
So, how far is he coming from the road? How far is he walking?
I don't know.
You're allowed to walk. Right? If it's in the Tchum, you're allowed to walk.
Baba Derech could go both ways.
So right, it's a Baderech, really.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's what he's telling you, that we held that Baba Derech means like a far way, but it's not 100% Mukach.
So Rav's not necessarily.
Right, understood that. Right, exactly. So this Gemara is very negative, huh?
No, I was saying, if there's no shows for Yom on something day of Bonham, we'll tell you it's okay, you don't have to pass it.
No. I'm sure you have to.
Even the rest of them
makes no difference. Yeah, that makes no difference. See, I mean, it just comes out very negative in this Gemara, which very negative the Galacha, we're telling you that by Mincha, you're not allowed to start anything before when Zman Mincha if it's if Chazal asks it, which is, I mean, going to eat when it's Zman Mincha, now let us start eating, right?
It's a whole
day.
It's
1:00. From 1:30, whatever. Yeah. 1:00. So, I mean, it depends. Every day different.
Isn't it perfect?
Right? Is it? Yeah.
I mean, we're waiting tonight till the davening for the seven, whatever Burry says later. So we're not. We're going to be eating before this.
Maybe not.
Well, we are. You know we are.
No. One second. What type of eating? Yeah, we're not talking about eating in the morning. We're talking about eating.
I understand.
Yeah, understand that.
Someone's eating at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right. Sure. So it really depends what your lunch is. If you wash, the problem over here is washing. Through this cloud, not through this hour.
Anything. You said, or you can't make a haircut appointment for 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Haircut.
Doesn't mean you can make a difference.
Oh.
I can't schedule a work meeting for 2:30.
Right. A work meeting. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get a word.
No,
there's a workaround. Hang on.
Also, if you have mini kavua, it's probably different.
Right.
I never heard of this.
Right, but this is
practical stuff. It's important.
Yeah, it's very important. But don't switch your whole schedule because it is.
I don't think of my schedule like this.
No. I'm just saying. No, because since. No. Since you, if a person davens in a mincha kavua, which means that every day davens a set time, so he doesn't forget where his mincha is, then Chazal will make it.
Yeah, but in reality, most of us don't do that, and we still are not like on this.
Right. So in reality, if you don't do it, what's the etzah? A lot of us don't do this, right? You know, it depends on your schedule. Every day you switch your schedule. So what's the etzah? Oh. So you have that?
No, I don't.
No, this is so a reminder is the best eitzah. If you have on your alarm clock a reminder that let's say shkia today is 7:18, right? So you have it on your clock, 7:00 it rings.
So I have this close in the afternoon, but sometimes I can't make it.
No, so it doesn't matter.
I guess so.
It doesn't. I mean, seven, whatever it is. I'm just saying that there's always a minute in Lakewood to find always.
I've got a sap, man. I'm all over the place.
Right. The same, but it's if you put alarm, no, but if you put a alarm reminder on your clock, that's enough. You're right. Mincha on it, it's going to ring by 6:55, whatever it is. So that means that you're not going to forget.
I mean, the Isser is not on
the time. The Isser
is. Yechidus is fine.
Right, for that Isser.
Right.
So you'll find a minute. And say, so that means the Isser is that we're worried that you're going to continue on, your Suda is going to continue on forever, your Hikot's going to continue on. Now, today's Hikot's Bechlal, this whole Chashash is interesting Chashash. Or taking a shower in the afternoon. Anything that the Mishnah in Shabbos says.
Well, if you tell someone to remind you, it's also.
What?
If you tell someone to remind you, it's also. Huh?
Yeah, if you tell someone to remind you, it's also. Huh? Yeah. Zogt Gemara weiter. What? So that's a very easy way out. That means you have a reminder on your clock that tells you to remind you to daven mincha. Okay, oh, you have a minyan kavua. Zogt the Mishnah. Misha ya eved o isha o katan. Makronaisai. We're talking about a halal. So they used to have that someone in the tzibur would say it and everyone would just listen. So let's say an eved, a slave, a woman, or a katan would read for you. You answer to what they're saying, and we'll see what that means. But you'll be cursed. Either the fact that you don't know how to read, and that's why they're reading for you, or you do know how to read, and you're being embarrassing Hashem. Why? Because you have someone like a woman or a child reading it for you. He's trying to be made to you. That's embarrassing.
It means you're more ignorant than them, or
either it means you're more ignorant than them, or
you're lower somehow halachically, or
we're higher than a woman and a cotton, well, and an Evan. And if they're trying to be made to you, you see, you're embarrassing that the halal is nothing. You won't have them be made to you on a chash of a thing, right?
So it's not embarrassing for you. It's embarrassing.
For Hashem.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
That's true.
And also, that's because you can say.
Right.
Here, you could say.
So, this is okay to be
able to say. What's this?
Yeah.
Oh, you can say 100%.
They used to howl people, used to say it in advance?
Yeah. We'll see.
So.
I mean, most people didn't know halal at the time, right?
What?
Is that the way it was? What was the purpose in this? Most people didn't know halal.
No, also because that was more covered. It was more concealed. Or something like that. Im hayu gadol mikra isai, oina achav ala luka. If a gadol was saying it and he was being mighty to everyone, so the person really shemei kaina means you hear it, you don't have to say anything. Right? A lot of times you think like if you don't say amen by kiddush, you're not yaitze. You are yaitze. Shemei kaina works. It's an added thing to say amen. So over here, really, so the tzibur heard halal and they were quiet. But they also answered halaluka. Like after every little while, they would answer halaluka. Okay, halaluka, yeah, I should explain it, yeah. So now, makam shenahagu lichbal, yichbal. The places that they would be kaifal, they would double over, you should be double over. Lifshait, yifshait. The places that they didn't double over, don't double over. Levarech, yivarech. I'll explain in a minute what that means. Levarech, yivarech. The places that ended halal with a bracha, you should also do that. Hakal Kaminika Medina do what the normal people do in that Medina, which means like this.
Are you saying some people don't say a bracha after halal? In some places, the custom is not
yeah.
to say a bracha.
Yes. Very interesting. So now, what is it, mincha?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like this. So, what does it mean, minik lechba yechba? We know, we say, oitcha twice. Right, the parts of halal, we say a lot of parts twice. Haydu Hashem Kitoy, we say twice. Right, so once we do that, there were people that said the whole entire halal, everything they said in halal was twice. But we Baruch Hashem, we don't do that. So it's all
twice.
Every word, every pasuk in halal, they said twice. It's a shahada of every single word. Whoever
back and forth.
No. Whoever said halal.
Twice.
You said every word.
This has nothing to do with somebody leading the tzibur.
No. This is
even the person leading.
Yeah, whoever this was saying halal, there was a minute to say halal. You say it twice. The pasuk one every pasuk you said twice. Some say every word you said twice. So if that's your minute, continue on with the minute. Our minute is lifshat yifshat levarach yivarach. Fine. Zok tamar tana abana. Be'emes amru ben mevarach la'aviv evan mevarach la'rabbi. Really. A ben could make a bracha for a father, and an eved could make a bracha for his master. The person should be cursed. The person that his wife and his children make the bracha of him, he should be cursed because he's not being machshev the fact that it's a chashuv thing, and he's giving it over to his children. Okay.